This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author,
Chris Ducker.
Well, hello there, my fellow youpreneurs, and welcome to episode number 125 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. And today we're talking making money. Or as my good friend Greg Hickman says, every time I see him, internet money, with exactly that high-pitched, ladylike voice from Greg. For those of you who are unaware of who Greg is, he was on the show back in episode 118 talking about setting up your first real email marketing funnel. You should go check that show out. It's bloody brilliant. It really is. Today I thought we'd talk about making money and the different ways that you can make money online, okay? Because it's one of the questions I get asked quite a bit is, like, you know, how do I actually make money online? I've got this expertise, I've got this idea, I've got this concept, but how do I actually make money? And so I'm going to go through five different ways that you can make money online. We're going to start with the lowest hanging fruit and then build it up over a period of time with all the really important stuff. All right. Before we do that, however, I want to say big thank you to everybody. And I mean everybody that has gone ahead and put a review for the podcast recently. Wow. Like, I'm amazed by how many of you have been reviewing the show. I know I ask for it every now and then, but I asked for it a couple of weeks ago and the numbers just went up through the roof. So thank you very much. If you haven't done so already, I'd love to hear from you. Really, I read every single review and it always warms my heart to see them coming in. You can hop over to chrisducker.com/iTunes and that will forward you directly to the right place no matter what device you're on, to go ahead and just leave a quick review. It takes 60 seconds, but it means a lot to me as the host of the show and also to our rankings inside of the iTunes store as well. So if you've got time today, I'd really appreciate it if you did a quick one for us. So, okay, let's talk about making money. All right, let's talk about making money. So like I said, we're going to start with the lowest hanging fruit in terms of online business owners, and then we're going to build it up over a period of time. So the first way to be able to make money online is via coaching or consultation services, okay? This is one of the quickest ways that you can earn online. What you basically do is you charge an hourly rate or a project-based rate to help people that need your expertise, okay? Regardless of what niche or industry you're in, if you've been involved in any kind of industry for any more than a couple of years or so, the chances are you probably know stuff. There's a technical word for you. You know stuff that other people don't know, and they're going to be quite happy to pay for it to be able to pick your brain and ultimately have you as a coach or a consultant. Okay, and this is one of the quickest ways to get started making money online, because all you got to do is throw up a coaching page on your website and post some links on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else on social, maybe even mention it on a podcast episode or in a blog post, as well as just emailing your list and saying, hey, I'm doing 5 coaching sessions this month. Click here if you're interested, that kind of thing. So bear that in mind, guys, okay? Coaching is very low-hanging fruit. It's one of the first ways I got started to make money online. And right up until, what are we looking at? Probably April, May this year, I was still doing one-on-one coaching. I was charging several thousand dollars per hour for it because it builds up over a period of time. But I recently stopped because obviously we launched the Youpreneur community, and now I'm coaching in a group environment with the forums and everybody that's in there. And if there's any of you tuning in, I know you're hardcore podcast listeners. Thank you to our members for making the community so rocking so quickly. We've been open for month and a half or so now, and it's just kicking ass and taking names. So thank you. All right, so that's the first way, consultation coaching. The second way that you can make money online is by affiliate marketing. Now, affiliate marketing is basically you promoting somebody else's products or services. So you don't have to do any real quote-unquote work here, but you find products and services that you believe your audience members, your community, will need to be able to get done whatever they need to get done. And then you just sign up as an affiliate with those companies. And whenever somebody clicks on your affiliate link and they end up buying, you get a commission for that. Now, my good friend Pat Flynn over at Smart Passive Income, who's been on the show a couple of times, Pat is an incredible affiliate marketer. He gives value, and then produces an affiliate link, and people click on it just to say thank you, if nothing else, to end up buying something. So affiliate marketing, it's definitely not a fast way to make money. It's more of a long game, but it's an easy way to get started making money online because you don't physically need to create a product or a service like obviously consultation and coaching as well. Falls in the same book. All right, so that's the second way. The third way you can make money online is through ebooks and e-courses. Okay, now we're going up the ladder a little bit here. So you've been online for a little while, you built your community, you've got a nice, you know, audience grooving, a couple of hundred people that are feeling real good about you and what you're all about. And then you go ahead and write an ebook. Okay, or you create a small e-course of some kind, like an audio course or a quick downloadable video course. You put a price tag on it, $97, $195, whatever it ends up being, and you stick it up on your website in a nice sexy looking landing page, and you sell it, as simple as that. Now, this obviously requires a little bit of work, maybe some design, maybe a little development, and also requires for you to obviously to go ahead and create that content based upon whatever you believe your audience will need help with. But ultimately, once it's built, because it's a digital product, you never have to work on it again. And you can just sell it over and over and over and over again. So that's the third way to be able to make money online is ebooks and e-courses, audio downloads, video courses, that kind of thing. Now, next up is something that not everybody is going to be interested in, but it is growing in popularity with online business owners because of the passiveness involved in it, and that is software development. Some kind of SaaS or software as a service product that you can develop to help your audience. Now, it could be anything, literally anything at all. But not only do you have the ability to be able to create that piece of software through the help of working with the developer, but then you can also go ahead and sell it and charge for it on a recurring basis, whether it's, you know, monthly or quarterly or yearly or whatever the case may be. Or you could even just give away a lifetime license to it, although I don't suggest you do that because then you're doing you're going to be doing customer service and support for something forever and ever off a one-time sale, and you don't necessarily want that. So developing some kind of software, whether it be a mobile app or a piece of software that somebody's going to use on the computer, great way to be able to do it once, and then obviously just make sure it, when it breaks, because it will break, its software, that you update it regularly and keep it sort of security rich and things like that. But ultimately, it's a great way to be able to start creating recurring revenue. And that leads me into my fifth and final tip here in regards to making money online. This is the holy grail, people, the holy grail of online business, and that is a recurring membership program or community of some kind. An area of your website that is behind a paid wall where you create content, converse with your members, and generally support and help them with whatever it is that they've signed up for you to be able to go and help them with. A perfect example of that is Youpreneur. People pay either a monthly or an annual membership fee to be part of Youpreneur.com. And in return for that, they get exclusive content every single week that's created that is behind that paid wall. You got to log in to see it and get it and consume it. And obviously, they get access to our exclusive member mastermind forums as well, where they can brainstorm with each other, share wins, and help people over tough times and all the rest of it. It's that support and that accountability factor that I love the most out of Youpreneur. But that membership program is a beautiful way to be able to take all the expertise, all of the fandom, all of the community, all of the audience that you've worked so hard to create over a few year period, and then go ahead and turn it into money over and over and over again. Bear in mind, though, and I want to make this really clear, and I knew this going into Youpreneur, and I am ready and waiting for it, and that is that when you produce a membership program that requires deliverables on a monthly basis, you cannot let people down. You cannot be late in delivering. You've got to show up every single week, every month, whatever the case may be. You've got to give them what they've paid for every single week or every single month. And that's a really important factor. This is not passive income. This is about you providing value on an ongoing basis for recurring revenue. And that, my friends, is not the easiest business model online, but it is one of the most attractive because of that recurring income coming to you over and over and over again. And obviously, once you talk about building up a team, then it's a whole different ballgame. Things become a lot more rosy for you. So I hope you've enjoyed today's solo training session on the subject of making money online. Bit of an overview of the top five ways to be able to go ahead and do so. We'll do a quick recap. Number one, coaching or consultation software. Number two, affiliate marketing. Number three, creating digital products such as ebooks and courses. Number four, developing some kind of recurring software. And number five, that holy grail, the membership program that you launch and then develop over a period of time with members over and over and over again. On Friday, coming up on the show, we have one of the nicest blokes that I know in business, period. He's one of the best keynote speakers you'll ever come across. If you ever get the chance to see him live, you've got to do it. And he is the author of the brand new book, Steal the Show. That is right, everybody. Michael Port is in the house. He's going to be talking public speaking. This is a 1 hour long interview and it is bloody amazing. And I know you're going to love it. If you're thinking about developing your speaking career, if you're already speaking, you want to take things to the next level, you got to make sure that you tune in on Friday to hear that episode with Michael. It's a game changer. Trust me. And then next week on our solo training session, I'm going to be deep diving into working with virtual assistants for the first time. I'm going to give you my top 10 tips to working with VAs for the first time. So make sure you check that out. Guys, I'm loving coming to you twice a week. I hope you're enjoying it as well. Reach out on Twitter at Chris Ducker and let me know what you're thinking of the show so far. I'd love to know. Until our next rendezvous on Friday, take good care. I'll be back at you then. Bye for now.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today.
That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.